T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Ali Amato, and here's what's happening. More than 153,000 presidential ballots were cast in the city's Democratic primary yesterday, but only 85% went to the party's only remaining viable candidate, President Joe Biden. KYW's Matt Coughlin spoke with voters and organizers of the Abandon Biden campaign, formed in protest of Biden's handling of the war in Gaza.
We have had enough, and we feel betrayed, and that despite having voted for him in droves in 2020, we will make every effort, every single effort, day and night, between now and November 5th to ensure that he will not be president.
That's Professor Hassan Abdel Salam of Minnesota, who has been urging the protest vote since November. In Philadelphia, with 97% of districts reporting, 9.7% of the vote were write-ins. Salam says the goal is to change America's approach to Gaza and the Palestinian community. It is a message that hit home with some Philadelphians. Despite being the party's presumptive nominee, many Democrats chose not to vote for President Biden. Write-ins can take weeks to be tallied, but one indicator is that while Biden received 927,000 votes statewide, there were more than 1 million ballots cast for Attorney General.
I'm not going to get scared about Trump when something so unethical is going on as this. Tens of thousands of people being slaughtered. I just can't stomach that.
That's Anna Lopez, who lives in Philadelphia's 8th Ward in Center City. She voted for Biden in 2020, but not this time.
It's a difficult decision. I mean, I also voted uncommitted for every delegate who's committed to Biden.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The open house is on May 8th in the SEPTA building on Market Street, but registration is required. Go to phdcphila.org for more information. President Joe Biden signed into law measures to provide aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan Wednesday morning. There's also a provision that gives TikTok's Chinese-owned parent company, ByteDance, 9 months to sell the company. If it doesn't, TikTok will be banned in the U.S. The government cites national security concerns, but TikTok calls it a, quote, unconstitutional effort by Congress. KYW's John McDevitt spoke with a local influencer about the move.
Dr. Amanda St. Paul is an application scientist at a small biotech company by day and by night a content creator on TikTok.
I actually started my account when I was in grad school getting my PhD looking for happy hours.
She posts under the username Dr. St. Paul.
I like posting food, drinks, things to eat in Philly, things to do, fun activities.
St. Paul says she doesn't make a ton of money on TikTok, but some of the revenue from content creation comes from outside brand deals. How does she feel about a threat of a TikTok ban and a threat to national security?
I do care in the fact that I don't think TikTok should be banned. Do I care about like the legal reasons, and do I think TikTok's like a huge security risk to users? That I don't necessarily care about, just because I'm just one person posting about food places in Philly.
John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
An estimated 170 million Americans use TikTok, and about 7 million small businesses in the U.S. rely on TikTok, according to the app. Students at a Philly vocational high school got to look behind the pinstripes Wednesday and learned about the jobs that keep Citizens Bank Park operating. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The ballpark tour was a way to expose students at Mercy Career and Technical High School to the places a skilled labor career could take them. Students toured the Citizens Bank Park carpentry shop, learned from an electrician, and saw how huge pumps move water from under the field. Carolyn DiGiuseppe, who runs the ballpark facility services, led the tour.
We are running systems that require skilled labor, and these are very important positions, HVAC positions, electricians, carpenters, plumbers.
The tour was organized by Nest, a facilities management firm where Rob Almond is CEO.
What we're trying to do is also make it look cool to the youth so that they realize this can be a reputable thing to do as well.
Seeing the underbelly of CBP was an eye-opener for junior Vaughn Gallagher.
Under the stadium, it's just like seeing how all the things go on is crazy.
Almond says the current lack of skilled labor means contractors have to turn down or delay work because they don't have enough help. At Citizens Bank Park, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The tour was organized by Nest, a facilities management firm. According to CEO Rob Almond, the current shortage in skilled labor has forced contractors to delay or turn down work due to the lack of help. That's the All Local. I'm Allie Amato. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.